still holding the Gimel Beis all the way down by the bottom, second to last line. By Rabbi Elazar, Bas Shnia Yesh Namazonis or En Namazonis. So a person marries a woman who's a Shnia to him. I mean, she's a secondary level of Erva Drabanan. So the halacha is that woman does not get Mazonis. It doesn't have a ksuba. Now they have a daughter, and the question is: Does the tanai ksuba of benon nukvan apply, or do you say since there's no ksuba, there's no tanai ksuba? Kim the less ksuba, since the mother doesn't have a ksuba, so there's less the mazoni. The daughter does not have mazonis because of the tanai ksuba is part of the ksuba. There's no ksuba. There's no tanai ksuba. A dilma. Ima the of the isura konsura banan easily of the isura the konsura banan. So do we maybe really theoretically the ksuba applies, but there's a kenas that we took away from the mother. So what about the daughter? The daughter doesn't deserve to lose that right, and if we don't take it away, thank you. So more says that childless stands.
So we're talking about was a ksuba written or not?
Doesn't make a difference.
It doesn't make a difference. It's like if he writes it, it's null and void.
Right. Because our we took away the ksuva from her. Okay. Boy Rava. Basa Rusa Yeshu Mazonis and the Mazonis. So the man had, because the din of a daughter is only a daughter which they have together. So a man was born out of resusa, which he wasn't supposed to do, and they had a daughter. And then he dies. So benon nukvan yevlochiminoi, they're going to be get mazernus. On the other hand, the mother was an arusa who's not the mazernus yet. So Kim in the isla, since the woman does get, the rusa gets a ksuba, she collects the ikr ksuba, so the daughter gets mazonis. Then Kim in the lot tekin rabban and ksuba achas nesuin, the dinay ksiva ksuba general, which means that the purpose of writing the ksuba wasn't for the ikr ksuba because that's there anyway. The tosefis in general, we'll see the Mahagas Tanarim, whether it takes effect by a Rusa or a Nesua. And all of the Nadunya only takes a place in the time of the Nesuan, which means that because he wasn't Mekai himself in the Nadunya until the time of the Nesuan. So the Ksivas Ksuva, which would include the Tosefis and the Nadunya, he only writes b'shas nesuin, so that's really the main time when the dinik ksuba take effect. So therefore, the tanai ksuba was meant to take effect at that point in time. Also, the ikr ksuba, which is the mana masayim, that's like a separate din. That's chal immediately, but the other dinim of ksuba only take effect b'shas nesuin. So we should argue less law. So more says teiku. Boy rapapa. Basanusa yesh lemazonis ve'en lemazonis. So a man's ma'anis a woman, a nara. So the Torah says he must marry her. So now the question is there a din of ksuba for the mother? That's the first step we have to figure out. The whole purpose of the ksuba is shlote hikal ben avlatzia. This woman, he's not, he has an issue of the rights to divorce her. If he divorces her, he's over loving it. He has a mitzvah to say the rice, he must remarry her. If he doesn't, so it's potentially there's a chiyah malchus. So it's not going to be kalabin of letzia. So it could be there's no ksuba by the mother. If there's no ksuba by the mother, there's no schus to the daughter. Or do we say, no, the other dinim of the ksuba do take effect, so the chiyah mazana takes effect also. Now the more says, if you hold there's a din ksuba by the mother, so then there's no shayla. The whole shayla is not like that. She gets a ksuba, so then there's a daughter. If he dies, the daughters have a right to mazonis. The Amri Yotze Kesef Kenaz B'Ksuva. So he pays the Kenaz, he's a modest woman, he has to pay a Kenaz. And that amount of that Kenaz is equivalent of the Ksuva. So he's Yotze Kesef Ksuva by paying the Kenaz, and that's it. Okay. So my came in the less Luxuba, since the mother does not have a ksuba, therefore less the mazonis, the daughter does not have mazonis. A dilma ksuba, maybe no. Ksuba time my, why were Chazal Masak and Ksuba Kadeshul Tekalabena Blitzia? Behold Masi Mapik law. And therefore the mother, there's no reason to write the ksuba because he can't divorce her. But all of the other halachas of ksuba, the chiyah would apply, including the schus mezonos for the daughter to take. So the so the if you just look back at the simon, so we have the case there's the case of Mi'ana. There's a case of Yavama, there's a case of Shnia, Arusa, and Ansa. So those cases are very clear in the Siman. The Siman of the Gavri, the Siman of the people who ask the questions. So yeah, the first one is Rav Sheshes, that's the Shin. Where is it? Reish Lakish, they took the coup from Reish Lakish. That's the coup. Then they took the Zion from Rabbi Elazar. That's the next child was Rabbi Elazar. Shnia was Rabbi Elazar. They took the Reish from where is it?
Rava,
and they took the pay from Rapapa. And that's the simon of the Gavri is Shok Zaraf, and the cases are Mi'ana Yevama, Shnia Rusa Ve'Ansa. Okay, that's the simon. How it worked exactly, that's why they did it, why the coup from Reish Lakish and not the Lamed, I don't know. I never made a study to try to figure out all of the simon and how they work. Is ready. I'm sure there's some systems to it. Okay. So the Gemara quotes in the Mishnah says, "Atei Yosef Abesi." Then it says, "The case of the Almana." It says that "Atei Yosef Abesi," that the Almana has a right to stay living in his house. And we get mazonos from his property. Call you may meger amalusayich as long as you are living as an almana. But basically, once she marries somebody else, she has no schusim anymore. Okay. Tana Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef.
Morning, how are you, Rabbi Rango?
That wasn't helpful to me. Okay. Okay, so Bebesi will love Bebixi. So that tzusa that she has to live there is only if he has a bias. But if he has a biksa, which is like a tent, he just lives in a tent. So she has no tzusa to be that she wants to live there. She has to find somewhere else to live. Of Mazonis isla, but that she doesn't lose her right to Mazonis. That's what Yosef says. That once she loses the schus to live there, she never got a schus to live under those circumstances, which are going to be very, very doichik for the children. So she doesn't have a schus to be tibet to live there. Obviously, if the children want her and they need her, they can have her there. But if they don't want her there, whatever it is, let's say the children from a different marriage, and she still has a right to live there. She can't force herself upon them and under the when they live in these this small type of circumstance. And he says there's no mazonis either. The more says, well, that's hilchos of Kamar Baravashi. We don't pass them like Mar Baravashi. The more has to point it out, because in general we have a rule that halacha kibas, the halacha is like the basra. And Mar Baravashi was the last generation of Meroyim. So there's no more basra than him. Okay. Somewhere has to point out that in this scenario we don't pass him like him. Okay. Omer Rav Nachman Bar Shmuel, Tavua Lehinose. So while she's going now to remarry, so she comes on a Rusa, so she still has the schus to live there. She hasn't moved out yet. But Tavua Lehinose, once they make the tviya, the request to arrange the Nesuin, Minis Paisa, and she agrees to that. So at that point in time, Ein Lamazonis. So she doesn't have a schus of mazonis anymore.
So she already had kedusha.
It sounds like she already had kedusha. Yeah, she's still living as an amana. Mm-hmm. She's in Arusa, but she has nowhere to live.
Yeah.
Samor says, it sounds like that Ha'alonis Paisa, Yesha Mazonis, that you're saying that if she's not Nispaisa, which means he was Tamei say, and she didn't agree to that, for whatever reason, she has Mazonis. That was her decision. I mean, it's come the time for Nesu'in. She's pushing it off for whatever reason. But at that point in time, there's somebody who's ready to take her and give her support. She's choosing on her own not to do so. So why should she get Mazonis from the children anyway? That's her decision. Kolzman, the man is not ready to take her, we understand. But if the man is ready to take her, and just that she's refusing for whatever reason, so why should she get mazonis? Okay, so Amar Rabbanan, the Dimer Farshile Minedim Ar Shmuel. So this is a statement of Shmuel. So Rabbanan says, I heard the clarification from this about this from Mar Shmuel. So Amra Machas Plony Bali Yeshta Mazonis. She says that that the reason why she doesn't want to go ahead is because this person is not, she was married to this kosher man beforehand, and now this other person wants to marry her, and if he's not going to present it in a proper fashion, it's a bizoyan to her first husband. You know, she married the gadol dor, and then she marries, you know, a common laborer. You know, she wouldn't do that. So let's say she's saying she's not ready to go ahead with the nesuin unless this person will present it in a way which is befitting the covet of her previous husband. So then, she's waiting, not because of herself, but because of the covet of her first husband. So she gets mazonis. If, however, it's not because she's worried about the covet of the first husband, just she says it doesn't pass for her covet, so then she has no schus mazonis. Okay. Amr Chisda Zinsa, you know, I want to look into the Arison issue. My assumption, maybe it's incorrect, was that there was Arison, but maybe I'm wrong. Okay. Zotim Amr Chisda Zinsa Ela Mazonis. If she's Mizana, she's no longer acting as Megar Lama Lasayah. She's no longer acting as the mana. She went to live with another man, even though they didn't marry her. She loses Mizanas. Amar Biyasiv Kichlo Pirchusa and the Mizanas. So that she's you know, getting herself ready to marry. She's putting on her makeup to go out to meet people, whatever. So the more like this, Mandar Mazinsa, Kolshkein Kichlo Pirchusa. But Mandar Kichlo Pirchusa, I was into Isla. My time of Yetzer Ansa. So the Kichlo Pirchusa is a conscious forethought decision. She's ready, getting ready to move on. She's preparing herself for that purpose. Whereas mezanas, we can't indicate from that action that there was a conscious forethought. The situation happened; she fell into it, and it doesn't prove anything about the conscious decision what she wants to do. So that she doesn't lose her schus. The Mordechai says, "Well, let's say chazuk hakol hanishmaitz." So, but we don't pass like any of these arguments. Ella ki hadam Rav Yehuda Mishmol. Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel. Atavas ksubas bebezin ein lemezonis. When she comes and she says she wants to collect her ksuba, so she no longer has the schus, so that the payout of the ksuba is the end of the mezonis. She got her ksuba. He has no mezonis anymore. The ksuba is ended. It's a tanai ksuba. The payout of the ksuba is the end. So not only is it the payout at the end, but as soon as she says she wants it, so she's indicating that she's ready to move on. So what she need a ksuba for? She's living in the house and she's getting mezonis. As soon as she's asking for the ksuba, she's indicating that she wants that she's ready to close that chapter and move on. So she has no schus mezonis anymore. The Mor says, "Velo." She doesn't have mezonis. But Tanya, it says, let's say she goes machra ksuvasa, umishkan ksuvasa, rasa ksuvasa, apaytiki la'acher. So there was. We'll see later on. There's a concept sometimes that the man would designate specific property to be used for the payment of the ksuva. So she has a schus in that property, and she uses that as a designates that as an apartiki, which is a I'm not sure what's the English word for it. I'm not sure that was a specific property which will be designated for a loan that she's taking, and this will be what the person is going to collect from. So she's saying that she's undertaking other, or she gave that as a mashka to somebody. So these are already at the stage where the ksuba is to be collected. She's given over the power to collect it to somebody. So even though she hasn't collected it yet, but she has set in motion that fact. Somebody else bought it, or it has the mashka on it, or has an appointment for it. So that would be parallel to the case before. She's asked the ksuba, she hasn't received it yet. Here she's not asked for the ksuba, she's actually set in motion a force which will collect the ksuba. Loses the ksuba. It would sound like only these two cases. Hani in, Abba Tevas Loi. It sounds like only these scenarios, but if she just tevei it, and she hasn't actually collected it, and there's nothing which is out of her hands which will force the collection, she doesn't lose her mezonis. So more answers like this. Hani, bein bebezdin, bein shel bebezdin. Tevas, bebezdin, in shel bebezdin loy. You notice that Rav Shmuel said, Tevas, ksuvas, bebezdin, en lemezonis. So these other scenarios, we don't need to process the bezdin. Just selling the ksuba is enough. But being tevei the ksuba requires the process in bezdin, and that's what was unique about that case.
When designating property the obligation of the
kubo,
if something happens to that property.
So if the arrangement is a partiki, so she loses. We'll see, there might be a kind of bonus she has to collect anyway.
Well, I'm thinking even if she doesn't do anything with it, that the boss sets us designate certain property.
Right, but once if she's accepted that arrangement, a partiki means that this is, you can only collect from this.
Then she bears the risk.
Yeah. So let's see Rashi. This is Rashi back on the Gimel Beis, three lines at the bottom. Vashniya. Mishanosa Shniya Medivri Seifrim. So a man marries a secondary erva, which is only the Rabbana. Then the Rabbana, the Kaman Perakal Mona, we have a Gemara later on. Shniya Ein L'Ksuba B'Lo Mezonis. She has no right to Ksuba or to Mezonis. But now, Bita Shiyoldoloi Vames, they gave birth to a daughter. He, with his Shnia, gave birth to a daughter, and then he dies. Yesh mazonis min chasav ala. Does the daughter of the shniya get mazonis from his property or not? Do we say kim the less l'ksuba la'aim? Top Rashi in the Dalmat Aleph. Since the mother has no ksuba, so less the mazonis the bas. The daughter has no ksuba either. The tanaik ksuba. It's only tanaik ksuba. There's no ksuba. There's no tanaik ksuba. Okay, or do you say no? It was a knas to the mother, which doesn't apply to the daughter. Okay, then the Mor's next child was Basa Rusa. Havala Rusasa, a person had beer with his Arusa, which he was not supposed to do, but he did that. Vialdaloi, and he had a daughter from that, the union. The woman gave birth to a daughter, Umeis, and now the man dies. Vieshtabonim, Valoi Bonim, he has sons, let's say from a different marriage. So if that's his only child, so she's the one who's Yerusha. But no, he has sons. So Yesha Mazanis Minakhasa Bala. Does she get this daughter get Mazanis or not? Kima this Laksuba, since the mother has a ksuba, so the daughter should have the mezonis as well. So, Rashi, what was the case? Either kagan the kasev lo mina erisin, or inami rabban tikanami arusa. So that's a discussion later on, whether the arusa has a ksuba. If you learn that, the case would be that he wrote her a ksuba. So therefore the daughter has mezonis. Until makim the latikan rabban the michtav achas nesuin. That, see, if you learn that there's no ksuba to a rusa, see, even though he wrote it, see, he meant to write what he wrote, but the tanoim, tanoik ksuba, which the Chachamim instituted, don't take effect yet. Even if you learn there is a ksuba drabon for a rusa, that's the very, very basic ksuba, but the other parts of the ksuba aren't drawn up until nesuin. So, tanoik ksuba nami mekama hachi luchayel. The third case was, or the fifth case really, was basa nusa. Honest is Anara Unasoha. So he's Manas Anara, and then he marries her. Acharikain. He must marry her. And they gave birth to a daughter. Lavdaka from that the first incident. He's married to her, and they had a daughter. Umeis. And now the man dies. And he has sons. Does this girl get Mazanis from the Yerusha of the brothers? Her brothers, or Yerusha father, or lo. So if you hold the Yeshu Ksuba min Chasav, according to the Rishon Yehuda, that the Anusa does get a Ksuba of Mana, of 100, Imeis. Abba Gav Shekar Nosin Kesef Kenosa Levi, even though he paid the Kenas to the father, above and beyond that, there's another Ksuba of 100. So then, for sure, the daughter gets. But according to the Rabbanon, who say Yotze Kesef Knosse B'Ksubasa, that his Chiyav Ksuba was covered by the Knosse he paid to the father. Ve'en L'Ksuba, she has no Ksuba. So my Mizonis Abbas, what about the Mizonis for the daughter, Shein Tanai Ksuba, do you say Paki B'Hachi, that that's the same way there's no Ksuba, so the Tanai Ksuba also are removed? Hello, or not? Me and Kiman, the less looks, if there's no ksuba, so there's no tai ksuba, there's no mazonis. Until matzuba had no time of the latikan lora bonon. Why did the Chazal not institute a ksuba in this scenario? Matzuba had no time of the latikan lora bonon. Mishum the called ksubas isha. Why did the Chazal institute a ksuba? Mishum is latekal ben oblatia took nua. That's why Chazal put it into place that the husband shouldn't divorce her lightly. He may not divorce her. So therefore, ksuba demishumi puki who ksuba, which is because of the concern of divorce. Hudalatikan. That's what ksuba demishumi puki hudalatikan. That Chazal did not. If that's the purpose, Chazal were not masakin ksuba. The lekalemechesh. Because nothing to be worried about, and therefore less law. The other tonight, which is not because of the concern of divorce, that's why they were instituted. They're for Isla. So therefore there would be mizanis for the daughter. And Pasha Shim the Gay the Khiv Kamura for the woman that's the Khiv Perkuna, the Khiv Rafua. Although the Tanakh Suba which are there, the mother would get. The Nusa would get. Bebesi will be bixi. If he has a house, they have to create a place for her to live in that house appropriate to her stature. They can't tell her. Go back to your family. We'll give him a zanis over there. They can't say that. She has the right to stay where she is. The man did not have a bias. El Abigso Ba'alma just had a Abigso, which is Tzrif Tzarvakotan, a narrow and small tent. The Lashon Bigso, the more says, why is it referred to as a Abigso? Bay Aksa, a place where you live in discomfort. Yechel and Lorma, they can say, Lachim Etzlein, leave. That Yosef Abesi, Kosov Lacha, Bolam Abigsi. He committed, if I have a bias, I'm committed to give you space. He never committed, under these circumstances, to give her a space. So Yosef says, I'm a Zani Isla, the base of Yem and Chasa, but she goes back to her family, but she gets supported from her husband's property. Well, I mean, we don't say Kimah the Lord Kareen and Bey, Vata Yosef Abesi, since we cannot apply the first half of the Tanai. Therefore, we would say, that we don't apply the Chi of Mazanis either. So he said that's not true. Okay, so why do we say the bias no and the Mazanis yes? So Rashi says, he says that he's looking at the language of Chazal put in the Tanai. They use the word Beisi twice. The Tikkun Lemichtav of Beisi Trezimni. Vate Yosef Beisi Kol Yemei Meger Amalusayach Beisi. So the fact that it says it a second time is stressing it's only if there's a bias, not if there's a Bixi. But the Mezonos, which doesn't have any such indication, the Mezonos is still effective. Rabbi Shmuel does not differentiate between the two. Okay. So really, also when he spies, so Sula Kriden Bay Megar Amalasa, she's no longer living in a state of Amonis. She's agreed to move to marry. Holoni Spicer Yeshla, but Loni Spicer Yeshla. She's not. She didn't agree. She does get. But to me, it's a question. I'm just wondering if talking means that it wasn't even Arison, but somebody asked her to marry and she agreed. I said, why is Lashon Nesuin? Okay, I'm not sure. If the reason why she turned the suitor down is wasn't because of Kavod Baala, Ella Shalah Yitzhova Hogan, she didn't feel he was proper. Right, that would be a reason. The worst is not to be corrected. If she's refusing because of Kavod Baala, so she still gets support. She's doing it because of her Kavod, she doesn't. Say in other words, we're not for Kavod Baala. If the only issue is Kavod Baala, which means that she's ready, right, that she really could move on and have somebody, but she doesn't because she doesn't want to affect the respect, the honor of her first husband. So she's still in the state because of the husband. That's why she still gets support. So she started putting on makeup. Gaya Daita the loy mach was quite bala my kevasi nase. That she's no longer waiting for covered bala. She's ready to. She just has to find somebody. If they had designated a specific karka for the ksuva, she designated that as the payment for a debt that she had. Sahani in, these things take away the ksuba, the mizarnas. Fishain give ksuba, because these are already at the state of collection. Al tviya lo, just requesting it, she doesn't lose the mizarnas. And the more I answer them, once you're tibayin bezdin, she loses the mizarnas. Okay, let's hold it here.